So I'm going to bring this to a conclusion, but before I do, I want to tell you a little bit about how you can do this yourself, how you can kind of enter into this quantum world through something that you already know how to do, something that you already experience. This is going to be a way that you can touch on your elephant. You can begin to sense it. Okay, you have the ability. Now, this is just an example. I'll get more into it in the next session, but I want to give you just a taste. You know you can experience color, right? Okay. You also know, or maybe you don't, that there are what are called three primary colors. These are red, green, and blue. If you were to inspect the screen of your television set very closely with a magnifying glass, you would see that there are red, green, and blue dots. I said red, green, and blue are primary colors. Some of you would be thinking, oh, what about yellow? What, isn't that a primary color? Because when I mix paints, I do the... Yeah. We're going to get to that. That has to do with pigments and what's called subtractive process. But that's not what I'm talking about. Light. Talking about what happens when you use light. And three primary light colors are red, green, and blue. And again, that's what you see when you watch television, for example. Those are the three color dots. Those are the primary color dots, red, green, and blue. Yellow is not in there. We'll get to yellow in a minute because it comes in. Don't worry. It's there. Okay. There are also what are called three secondary colors. These are known as cyan, magenta, and yellow. Ah, what are those? Well, it turns out that secondary colors are actually superpositions of primary colors. What do I mean by that? I mean that cyan is actually a combination of two primary colors. Which ones? It turns out that cyan is the combination of green and blue. Ah, magenta is also a combination of two primary colors. And what are those primary colors? Well, magenta is a combination of red and blue. And yellow is also a combination of two primary colors. Yellow is actually a combination of red and green. So, superpositions are also colors, and colors are colors. Now, this idea of superpositions is a very important idea. We're going to get into it in the next session, but I want to give you a flavor, a taste of it right now. Because primary and secondary colors are complementary to each other. What do I mean by that? I mean that you can't see a primary color and a secondary color at the same time. If you see red and you add to red something called cyan, and you shine red and cyan at the same time, what you're really doing is you're looking at red and green and blue all at once. And what that gives is white light. No color. Color vanishes. Cyan cancels out redness, or red cancels out cyanness. So cyan is the complementary color to red. Same thing happens with, what do you think? Blue and yellow. Blue is complementary to yellow. When you take blue and yellow light together, you get white light again. So what is yellow? Yellow is red and green. So again, blue plus red plus green gives white again. So if I grab hold of that blue plus white plus green, I grab two of those out, that becomes complementary to the one that's left. Same thing happens when I get to green and magenta. Magenta and green cancel each other out. One is complementary to the other. Now, the reason this is very important is that you can choose what to look at and how you look at the light by using filters of various kind. And that's what you do. Now, when you look at objects with white light and the objects show a color to you, what they're doing is something very funny. They're actually subtracting light from the white light. They're actually minusing. For example, if you're looking at a red rose, what you're actually seeing is a cyan rose. Why do I say that? Because what the rose is doing is subtracting from the white light. It's subtracting blue and it's subtracting green. It's subtracting cyan. So when something looks to you red, it really is the white light red, which is being reflected back to your eye. The red is not part of the rose. The red is what's left of the white. When you look at something which has the color yellow to you, the blue is being absorbed by it. So actually something that looks yellow is actually blue, because that's what's being absorbed. When you look at something which is cyan, it's actually red. When you look at something which is actually yellow, it looks blue. You see what I'm getting at? This is how these colors actually work. So that's called a subtractive process. When you mix paints, for example, you're dealing with a subtractive process, not the additive process, which is what we're talking about with light. Now, I'm bringing this in because this is an experience most of us have played with paints. We more or less kind of know this. We've seen television. We know about color. We have a kind of intuitive idea or even a developed idea now about how this all works. Well, this is a very important idea here, this principle of complementarity, because while it's certainly obvious in the game of colors, it is also something which is very important in quantum physics and very important with the nature of how an observer works. Because it turns out that you have some control over whether you look at the primariness or the secondariness of your experiences in life. These two complementary ways actually give you different experiences. We're going to talk about that in the next session.
This concludes session 1. Our program continues with session 2.